Hi everyone, Anna here. I wanted to share a little bit of information regarding today's podcast episode. So today's episode is 5 tips that makes fat loss easy. And what you're going to hear is actually a recorded, well, it was a live training that I did in our Weight Loss Academy support group last week. And I actually want to share that with you today. I'm going to share with you the exact training that I delivered to our clients last week. And what I specifically dive into in this training is real simple, easy, uncomplicated ways to make fat loss easy, and lots of tips and strategies for how to plan your week, things that I do myself that makes things really easy, things that fit in with family life, things that don't leave you in the kitchen for, you know, like food prepping for days and making separate meals for all, you know, for all the different people in your family and also for yourself. And also I talk about how to structure fat loss, like how to set up on the balance between your meals and also see results. And then I talk about snacking, why it's important, why it's going to fuel your weight loss, the benefits of it. And I also share a lot of healthy snack ideas and inspiration. And then I talk a bit about how to get energy from different things that's not food, essentially, because so many of our clients, when they come to work with us, they are always, you know, seeking energy from sugar, from chocolate, from biscuits, from crisps, from all the unhealthy stuff. And I address that on this training, and I dive a little bit more into that and why that's probably sabotaging your results, why it's making you crave more sugar, and what you can actually do instead. So I wanted to give you a little peek into what goes on in the academy, how we coach our clients, the kind of stuff that we do talk about, right? Because I think the dieting industry is really good at overcomplicating this process, and it makes weight loss, you know, sound really, really difficult. And in reality, it's not difficult. Like the stuff that we teach in the academy is not difficult, but it's like anything. It's like you just need to actually do it, right? And so I share a lot of really helpful tips and advice and guidance that will make the whole process much easier for you, because I think so many people don't get started on their weight loss journey because they feel overwhelmed, because it feels like a big job, because if you have to cook, you know, 2 separate meals every single day, nobody wants to do that. And I get it. you know, and if you're cutting out all the foods that you love, of course you don't want to do it, right? So I want to share a different approach with you today and give you a real insight into what goes on in the Weight Loss Academy and how I coach my clients and the kind of stuff that I share with them. And I know you'll get a lot from this podcast episode. So just bear in mind that this is a recorded training for my clients. So some things you might hear in there, you know, might not make sense to you, because it'll only make sense if you're in our program. But just a couple of references here and there, for example, but most of the things, you'll get so much value from this. And also, if you take all the tips that I share with you in this episode, and then you also go and download our free 7-day meal guide, I'll put the link of it, the link for the download in the show notes. So if you put these 2 things together, the 5 tips that I share with you in this episode, and then you also get your meal guide, and you just literally, you know, go for it and start making progress and, you know, plan your week and you'll be able to see results, right? You'll have literally everything that you need at your fingertips in order to, you know, lose those first few pounds, in order to, you know, sort of get rid of those sugar cravings that are holding you back, right? So that's what I really, really encourage you to do. Listen to this episode and then grab our free 7-day meal guide. And as I said, the link will be in the show notes. So folks, I hope this episode is really useful for you. And of course, I would love to hear your feedback and what was most useful for you. You can always follow me on Instagram. My handle is I am Anna Wallace. Tag me in your stories and I will see you on the next episode. Welcome to the Go Getter podcast. My name is Anna Wallace. I'm a registered associate nutritionist, life and success coach, and NLP practitioner. I am the founder of the Weight Loss Academy, which revolutionizes how women lose weight around the world. I run a six-figure online coaching business, and I'm obsessed with helping you improve your overall life while going after what you want. In my eyes, life is for living, and if we can get past our limitations that hold us back, we become powerful and live a life truly better than ever expected. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, your health, physical and mental, improve your relationship with food, and lose weight without diets, this podcast is for you. My goal in this podcast is to help you see what's holding you back from becoming the greatest version of you, so that you can live this life with more purpose, fulfillment, happiness, confidence, and health. Think of this podcast as your place to come for little pieces of life advice that will help you on your path to living the life you desire. You will find tools, resources, strategies, and advice in solo episodes and interviews from experts on a range of topics. I am so excited to share this with you. So thank you for hitting play today, and let's dive in. And today, folks, what we're going to be talking about is how to make healthy eating easy, right? I've got some strategy kind of stuff today, some sort of tangible tips that you will walk away with today that will hopefully give you some inspiration to make, you know, healthy eating easier for you, right? Because it doesn't have to be that difficult. It doesn't have to be difficult. It might feel difficult at the moment. It might feel hard. It might feel time consuming, but that's only because you're not used to doing this. It's only because you're not used to giving your food or maybe your exercise as much attention, but that should just be the norm for you, right? It's something that you should just be in the habit of actually doing, right? But it's like anything in life, the more you do it, it's like, it just becomes part of your routine, right? And I'm sure like Sinead or like some of the ladies that have been around here for a long time, like Danielle, that have been clients, you know, done the certification, I guarantee you that, and if you ladies are online, maybe you can drop it in the comments too, that, you know, doing your food prep, if you do food prep, you know, like I don't always do food prep. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, but you know, it's different. I've got a different kind of setup than other people in terms of like, I work for myself. So, you know, I can be more flexible. But what I'm trying to say here is that like doing food shopping every week and being organized is not something that is a burden to me. It's not something that's like, oh, you know, sometimes I'm like, okay, you know, it's like I could do other things, right? But I still do it, okay? Because it's just something that we do, right? And so you have to get into that kind of habit of it's just something that you do. And eventually it's just that thing, you know, that gets done every week. It's like the washing, right? We do that. Maybe sometimes some people do it every week. Sometimes maybe people do it a few times a week, however, but these are just things that we do in our house, cleaning our house, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, getting the food shopping in, ensuring that our cupboards are stocked. Again, that's just something that we should do, right? But I want to, as I said today, I want to share some inspiration to make the whole process easier for you, right? So what I find is most beneficial and what we normally do is we plan Monday to Thursday, okay? So we kind of have a rough idea in our head what we're eating between Monday and Thursday, because that's only 4 days. Like I can imagine for some of you, when you're sitting there, the kids in the background, the work is piling up, your husband's over there annoying you, and you know, you're just thinking, oh, right, and now I have to plan 7 days of meals. Like Anna, that is the last thing I want to do. And I get that, right? But you don't have to do that either, because also, you know, you have to look at it like this. Our busiest days, right, for most people are like Monday to Friday if we're working a kind of normal working week, right? So if we can have our meals planned Monday to Thursday, that means like the bulk of the week, we know exactly what we're eating, right? And that's what we normally do. Monday to Thursday is planned. We know what we're having for breakfast. We've got our lunches organized. We've got our dinners organized. And then for us, Friday is normally like Friday lunches are like kind of what's hanging around in the fridge that needs used up. And dinner is normally something super easy. And in fact, we've been having takeaway actually the past couple of weeks for dinner. But if it's not takeaway, then we would have, what was I going to say? Oh, like pasta. right? I've got an itchy leg, by the way. we would have pasta, or we would have a tortilla pizza, or something that's like super easy, like a curry, you know, that you can throw together relatively easy, and it doesn't take too much thought, right? So already just by thinking of, right, I'm only going to plan Monday to Thursday, it's so much easier, right? Because, you know, it, like, first of all, it depends how you want to set up your week, right? Some people want to eat different meals every single day, and other people want to, don't mind eating, you know, one dinner for two nights, for example. So let me give the kind of different variations that we can have here. And again, it's very, very important for you to do what suits you, what suits your family, what suits your routine. Everybody's setup is going to be different. You know, just take the advice that I'm sharing and apply it to your own kind of situation, right? So if you're the type of person that you don't mind eating the same dinner, you know, two nights in a row, sometimes what we would do is, if I was making like a curry, one, I would make like a big, you know, a big pot of curry. And say, for example, if I wanted to have that for Monday and Tuesday, maybe like Monday night, I'd have it with rice. And then maybe like Tuesday night, I'd have it with potatoes or naan bread, or, you know, a different carb, right? So it's just much easier because I've got the curry already prepped, but the next day I only have to worry about what the carb is that I'm going to have on the side. So that's like one dinner that could be for two nights. And then like you could do the same for Wednesday, Thursday. Maybe you could make like a shepherd's pie or a stew or some sort of casserole. And then you can like serve it in different ways. Or you could have a salad on the side one night and the other night have just vegetables on the side. And then you could have that for like Wednesday, Thursday. So that's only two dinners that you need to think of, right? And you could do the same for your lunches, okay? So for lunch, like Monday, Tuesday, you could have a tuna mayo salad, right? You make a big batch, it's done for 2 days. And then Wednesday, Thursday, you could have some sort of homemade soup, and then you have that for 2 days. That's easy, right? And then lunches, you could be the type of person that you think, okay, I don't mind eating the same breakfast Monday to Friday. Then you only have to think of one breakfast for that whole week. Now, one thing I will say, folks, is this is no problem, right? If you are going to do it like this, every week you should be changing your recipes. So if you get into the routine of going with this kind of strategy in terms of like planning Monday to Thursday, having two dinners, two lunches, and one breakfast, that's easy. And if anybody tells me that's hard, I'm gonna call BS on them, right? Because that's not hard. There's a website full of recipes, and you've got your guides where you can get recipes from. And if you can't pick five recipes, well, I don't really know what else to say about that. Okay. So there's no excuse. You can pick five recipes. Okay. If you do want to take that option, every single week you should be changing it, right? So don't get lazy and then every week do the same five recipes. They need to be changed, because remember, variety is very, very important for optimum nutrition. Variety is important to ensure that you're getting a variety of nutrients. It's better for your body. It's better for your metabolism. So it is important to ensure that you're not doing that, you know, all the time, essentially. So that's easy peasy, right? That's one thing that you could do. The other thing that you could do, if you're the type of person where you're like, you know what, Anna, I don't like eating the same thing all the time. It's repetitive. It's boring. I don't like heating up food. No problem. You don't have to do that. So what you could do is pick, you know, four recipes. And again, pick four easy recipes. Stir fries. Stir fries can be done in like, what, 10, 15 minutes. A tortilla pizza, or you could do, trying to think of some other things, like a pasta one night. Let me have a look here. I'm going to actually log on to the website and share some really easy recipes that don't take long for dinner. Let me have a look here. You know, we've got so many recipes on our old website, not the old Weight Loss Academy website, but our other old website. We've had so many websites that I need to bring over here as well, which we will do at some point as well. But like here's turkey stuffed peppers, turkey and broccoli stir fry, sweet and sour pork stir fry, all these things, they don't take long, right? It's just a kind of throw in the pan kind of job. Salmon, potato and asparagus tray bake, throw it in the oven. Roasted salmon tray, again, throw it in the oven. What else have we got here? I'm looking for easy peasy things to give you some inspiration. So much on the website, folks. A quick chili con carne, a quick beef chow mein, one pot turkey chili. So many things here, folks. If you're lacking in inspiration, head over to the website because, you know, there's so many things in here that will make your life so much easier. Egg fried rice with turkey, egg fried rice with prawns. I'm going to have one more little peek. It's actually making me hungry looking at this food. Typical me. There's the chicken thighs with hoisin rice. Plenty of things in there, right? So, you know, if you're that, as I said, if you're that type of person that you want the different dinner every night, then go over to the website, take out your plans and, you know, write down, you know, what it is that you want to have, right? And then do the same for your lunches. But what you could do for lunches to make things easier, you could say, okay, Monday and Tuesday is going to be a salad. Because if you're going to buy salad ingredients, you should have it more than one day because so that you use everything up. So you could have a salad, but just have a different type of salad. So maybe one day have a tuna salad, the next day have a salmon salad or a chicken salad or an egg salad or something like that. You know, and then the other 2 days you could have like the omelet wraps for one day and then the next day have a soup. You know, it depends on you and what you want, because if you're the type of person that you got more time and you don't mind being in the kitchen a little bit more, then of course you could do a different recipe every single day. As again, it's going to be up to you, right? But for your breakfast, you could have the same thing, you know, over the course of the 5 days, or you could have two recipes and kind of Monday have oats, Tuesday have smoothie and rotate it like that. So that's the kind of setup that you can be going after. Figure out what works best for you in terms of if you want to, you know, some people want to cook fresh every day. Some people are okay with doing, you know, multiple things, multiple recipes, you know, 2 days in a row and they can go for it that way. But the most important thing here is planning Monday to Thursday. It's not a big job and it really takes away the overwhelm from getting organized, because that's what stops us sometimes when it's the weekend. There's maybe been a lot going on in your life and you're thinking, wow, I have to get ready for next week. But the thought of planning is like, oh, you know, you don't want to do that because you feel like you have to plan the whole week when you don't, right? When we break things down into bite-sized pieces, it's easy, right? So that's what I always recommend. And then Friday is your day to clear out the fridge, have whatever's left over, you know, have an easy dinner like pasta or something for dinner. And then Saturday and Sunday, you know, plan your indulgences, right? Know when you're going to have your indulgence, whether it's going to be Friday night, or maybe it's going to be Saturday night, maybe it's going to be Sunday, whatever it is. And, you know, obviously at the weekend, we have more time. So you might just want to see how you feel at the weekend and kind of go at it from that perspective. But you have more time at the weekend. So, you know, typically you can go into the kitchen and rummage around a little bit more and see what you fancy for your breakfast, lunch and dinner, right? So that's how I handle it. That's what I would recommend. It's much easier. It's not as overwhelming. It can be done very, very quickly. And you get into a real easy routine, just planning Monday to Thursday, right? Is that helpful, folks? Yeah. Drop a little, what do I want you to drop into? Drop easy into the comments if that little tip was useful for you, right? The other thing that you could do is any kind of leftovers from dinner, you could have the next day for your lunch, right? So you could heat up and have that the next day for your lunch. That's also no problem. In terms of like how to structure your meals, like all of you should be learning how to structure your meals, what the setup should look like in terms of the overall balance. Okay, but I guess for, you know, you're still going to be learning, right? You're still going to be trying to understand how to get that right structure in there. And, you know, for me, and I've said this before, but the easiest thing that I do is I do like low carb lunch and higher carb dinner. It just works so much easier for me. Now, I'm not saying I do that every day, but I typically will do that Monday to Thursday at least. Okay. It's just because we normally have carbs with dinner and, you know, it's just easier for me because I want to have carbs at dinner, essentially. Sometimes if I'm doing more exercise, then I might have, you know, some carbs at lunch. But it really depends on how I feel from an energy perspective. If I'm doing a lot of physical activity, I'll maybe up the carbs a bit. But it's you know, that's going to vary from person to person. And when I say carbs, I mean like your potatoes, your couscous, your rice, your pasta. We still have our veggies in there, right? So we still are packing our meals full of veggies. We're just not including that carb intake into our overall daily carb intake. Okay. What were some of the things I wanted to talk about? Yeah. So if you're kind of a little bit stumbling on the structure, maybe just try to have high carb or low carb and try to, you know, go at your week, Monday to Thursday, high, you know, maybe low carb for lunch and high carb for dinner. It might be easier to kind of get your head around that and to learn and to kind of solidify that into your routine first. And then, you know, as you go along, you can play with things as well. Like if you're a fairly active person, you might need an actual carb element at your lunch, right? Especially if you're working out around lunchtime and stuff like that. But if you're not working out so much, then you could just, of course, focus on having your protein element, maybe some healthy fats in there, like some hummus or olives or a small handful of nuts or some seeds or some extra virgin olive oil. And then lots of vegetables or salad, for example, right? So that's how I would kind of handle the structure. The other thing I wanted to talk about was snacks, because we did have one question that came in actually about snacks. And I wanted to kind of address that because, of course, snacking is really, really important. And me and Sinead were having a great conversation there before I come on here to do this live. And I guess the most important thing, folks, is to not forget about your snacks, right? Snacking is crucial because snacking is what's going to make it's going to make a difference to how much you actually eat at mealtime. So if you're avoiding your snacks, if you're forgetting your snacks, if you're not giving attention to your snacks, if you're eating the wrong snacks, it's going to either like give you sugar cravings, it's going to impact your appetite, meaning you're going to eat more at mealtime. You're going to, you know, want to eat different kinds of foods. So maybe you crave like fatty foods, sugary foods like that. So it's really, really important for blood sugar stabilization, right? And after so many years of dieting and going hungry and not eating for long periods of time, you know, what we want to do now is to always ensure that our blood sugar levels are stable, because we make better, healthy choices when our blood sugar levels are actually stable, right? We don't, our appetite is stabilized also when our blood sugar levels are stable. Okay. So ensure that you know, when you're planning your week from your meal perspective, that you're also planning your snacks and you're thinking about, right, what are we going to have in the cupboard for snacks? And to ensure that the snacks are visible for you. So if there is, you know, you've got a cupboard and there's crisps in there and there's biscuits and there's all that kind of jazz, that maybe you put that, you know, as I said before, you can put it somewhere else, put it to the back of the cupboard, ensure that your healthy snacks are very visual to the naked eye. When you open your fridge, make sure that you can see your snacks sitting in front of you. You have to realize that when your blood sugar levels drop and you get to that point where you're so hungry, you know, it's not going to take much for you to go over and grab something that's unhealthy, especially if it's staring at you in the face. So as I've said before, our willpower drops when our blood sugar levels drop. Okay. And also, you know, I don't want to say, like, we need to make things easy for ourselves, because during the week when we're busy and, you know, we've got other things going on, it's so easy to go for the other option, right? So, but when we're organized and we've got like fresh fruit and vegetables cut up in the fridge, it really is going to make a big difference, because it means that when you know, come off a Zoom call from work, I know lots of you ladies are stuck on Zoom calls right now, and then you have a break, you know, maybe you only have 15 minutes, right? And but if there's nothing available for you, that it's just going to be like, right, you're going to go grab the packet of biscuits, right? But if the food is already there, it's available, it's cut up, and it's a case of just lifting it, you know, it's you know, you're going to be able to do it, right? So think about your snacks and have a variety of snacks. So what are some things that you can have as snacks? Naked bars, of course, right? Surely they should be sponsoring me at this point. I've made them a lot richer, Naked bars. No, I don't do any kind of sponsorships. That's not my jam at all. But Naked bars, right? So that's something that you could buy a packet of, right? Lots of different flavors, lots to choose from. What are some other things that you could have? Ensure that you have like crackers. If you're a savory type of person, the proper corn have got really lovely lentil crisps that are relatively low calorie, so they're great for a snack, and their ingredients are pretty decent too. So they have like, I think barbecue, like lentil crisps or chips or whatever you want to call them. And they have like the proper corn. So they have like their actual like smaller bags of popcorn. So if you're a savory kind of person, you could like buy like, I think you can also buy like multi-packs of them, but buy them in the single portions. You're probably better off to buy them in the single portions. So you can have things like that sitting lying around. I will say that, like, you know, having the bag of proper corn and stuff like that, They're going to satisfy like a craving for something. They're not really going to hugely fill you up, right? So sometimes when you get a bag of those, you're like, is that it? It's like you eat it. It's like their portions are really small, which is good, but it's not very filling, right? It's not very satisfying. So if you have something like that, and then afterwards you're sitting like, I'm still hungry, it's really quite normal, because there's not much in it in terms of substantialness, right? So you might need a kind of protein element to go alongside it. So if you're having something like that, maybe you could have, I don't know, like a smoothie on the side, you could have like a bowl of yogurt, you could have some eggs on the side. But, you know, just be mindful that when you're eating those type of things, that they might not be as satisfying. And when you feel hungry after it, then it could be a good idea to go for like a more of a protein rich snack to kind of fill yourself up. Okay. But go for things like that. As I said, proper corn, they have different varieties. I think you can get, order them on Amazon as well. What are some other snacks that I want to share? Hummus, cream cheese. You know, you could have like crackers with cream cheese and tomato on top, which is lovely, or cream cheese and smoked salmon on crackers. You could make some tuna and mayo and put it on crackers, really filling. You could have some hummus and then chopped boiled eggs on crackers. You know, you could have two or three crackers and that's really filling. Boiled eggs, you could, you know, we talk about eggs a lot in this place, but they're just little powerhouses, right? They're high in protein, they're low carb, they're really filling, right? So as I said, in this house, we normally boil, you know, so many at the start of the week, and then just keep them in the fridge, in the shell, and we'll eat them over the course of the few days. It's something that we can kind of grab when we're hungry and we want a snack on the go, right? Boiled eggs, yogurt, fresh fruit. You can cut it up like fresh fruit and have like a big fruit salad and have it sitting in your fridge, right? You know, sit down. Like, for example, folks, when you're watching these trainings, you could be like sitting, have your phone or whatever in your kitchen and do a little bit of food prep at the same time. Like, go into your fruit bowl, take the apples, take the whatever's there, start cutting it up, put it into a little box and, you know, keep it in the fridge. And then you have a fruit salad sitting there, or cut up your carrots, your cucumber. You know, when you're using this time to sit and watch the trainings, you know, especially if it's training where you don't really need to sit and like think about things, not like, you know, an emotional eating training or something like that. You know, you could be doing a little bit of food prep at the same time, right? So also other things that could be snacks are like most of the breakfast recipes can also be your bigger snack, right? So chia puddings, smoothies, chocolate chia puddings are lovely. Any kind of chia pudding, right? As I said, smoothies, the omelet wraps, they could also be a snack. There's not much in them realistically. Okay. And you could put different kind of fillings in it. You could put chorizo in it and pesto. You could put smoked salmon and cream cheese. I think that's the one that we have on the rest on the website. What else could you put in it? Chorizo and pesto would be lovely if you've got like a red pesto and put a little bit of, I don't know, onion and mushroom in there too. That would be delicious. So, you know, look on the website, look at the breakfast recipes, and, you know, some of those can be your snack recipes. So we've got tons of different smoothies in there, yogurt ideas, probably like oats, maybe not so much because they would be higher in carb, for example, but things that have like yogurt, smoothies, I'm trying to think of some other, maybe I'll go onto the website and here, I'll have a look. You can also have like nuts and seeds as a snack, you know, just be mindful of your portion sizes, because they are calorific, folks, and dried fruit as well. You know, dried fruit, it's much easier. You know, dried fruit, when it's obviously dried, it's much smaller. So we typically eat a lot more dried fruit than we would of the fruit when it's just like, you know, not dried, essentially. So you want to be mindful of the amount that you would be consuming of dried fruit, one handful per day. And the same goes for nuts, like one small handful per day is sufficient. For example, here's like the Spanish tortilla, right? You can make one of those and you could cut it up and you could have like a slice of it as a snack throughout the day. Curried scrambled eggs, that could also be a snack. Egg and avocado salad, that could also be a snack. The very berry smoothie, that could also be a snack. And then also, folks, like if you want to get creative, there's loads of like muffins or what are some other things? A smoothie bowl could be a snack. The trifle, the breakfast trifle could be a snack. You could also just like go a little bit, I'm not sure how much oats or muesli or granola is in that, so you could just like reduce it slightly, but that would be fine. And as I said there, folks, if you want to get creative, you know, there's matcha chia pudding, but you know, if you don't want to pay for matcha because it's a bit pricey, you could, you know, just use everything else that's in the recipe and maybe put a different flavor in it. Kiwi chai pudding, mango and turmeric smoothie, great for inflammation, turmeric is. So many things here. Green glow smoothie, that could also be a snack. And as I said, cinnamon roll smoothie, that could also be a snack. If you want to like bake things like carrot cake, carrot cake muffins or carrot cake, can't remember which one it is. I think it's just carrot cake. Or the banana bread, those, there's like muffins and stuff like that as well. Plenty of ideas and inspiration for you there on the website, but you need to plan it, right? So you need to also think, okay, I'm planning my meals, but I also need to plan my snacks because that's what's also going to ensure that I can, you know, keep my meals healthy. Because if you're not having the snacks, then, you know, at one point you might not want to say, for example, if you have your lunch at 1 o'clock and then you don't have any snacks, and then at 5 o'clock, you know, blood sugar levels at that point are going to be, you know, down on the ground essentially. And then you're not going to want to make the healthy dinner. Right. You're just going to say, well, you know what? I'm so hungry now. I want to just order takeaway. Or you're going to go into your kitchen and you're going to scoff and throw a whole load of food into your mouth because naturally your body is actually hungry, right? Because you've allowed those blood sugar levels to drop. So it's a very natural reaction. We don't want that to happen. And that's how we prevent it, by ensuring that we're eating at regular intervals. Okay. And eating the right kind of food at regular intervals. So healthy snacks. Okay. So get planning the snacks. That's a very, very important part of this as well. Let me see, is there anything else I wanted to mention about there? No. And I guess the last kind of tip that I wanted to touch on today is, you know, something that is important to think about, right? Is when we're lacking in energy, one of the things that we seek energy, you know, from other things. So some people seek it from coffee. Some people, you know, seek it in the form of sugar. If you're that type of person where you think, okay, you know, when you feel like your energy is dipping throughout the day and you're used to going for other things to kind of give you that energy boost, I want you to reevaluate what it is that you're actually going for. And is that actually helping you? Or is that just making you feel better in the moment, but actually keeping you stuck in a very vicious cycle. So let me give like sugar as an example. Sugary, like biscuits, chocolate, all that kind of jazz, right? Also, dark chocolate is another great snack. Something, I don't know if you can hear that child in the background, but dark chocolate, I just thought of that there now. But I'm talking about like milk chocolate that has like obviously a lot of sugar in it as well. So if, you know, say for example, going through the day, it's very normal around 3 o'clock, you're going to hit a bit of a dip. Energy starts to get a little bit low. What happens is people think, oh, like I need something for that, like to come alive so I can get through to 5 o'clock, right? Get through to my, until I'm finished work. Naturally, what most people do is they'll go into their cupboard, they'll look for something that has sugar in it, right? And so what happens is you consume something like a biscuit, maybe have 2 biscuits, 3 biscuits, whatever, and your blood sugar levels, you know, increase quite quickly. So they spike, right? And that does give you a kind of rush of energy. So you feel like quite energized for, I don't know, maybe like 30 minutes or something like that. But then your blood sugar levels plummet. And then what happens is you're sitting there and about, you know, 45 minutes later, you're like, oh, gosh, I feel like this again, you know. So then it's like, I'm going to go and get more. And then you're like stuck in the cycle of sugar, get the high, come back down, wanting it more. So you're really stuck in that vicious, vicious cycle. So the point that I'm trying to make here is that, are you keeping yourself stuck in a vicious cycle? And I want you to start thinking about other ways that you could energize yourself, right? So we're like, most people are working from home right now, okay? So sitting in the same spot every single day, that in itself can like make your energy also go down. So getting up and walking away from your desk, wherever you're working, stretching, going into the kitchen for a cup of tea, that's also sometimes just what you only like. It's different if you're hungry, right? If you're hungry, you're going to need some food. But if you feel like your energy is dipping and you just want to eat, maybe like just changing your environment and changing your physiology is actually all you need, right? So standing up, giving yourself a stretch, going for a walk out around the garden for 5 minutes, getting fresh air, doing some deep breaths in and out, right? So that's like, this is all about energizing in different ways that are more beneficial for our body. And also there are foods that are more energizing as well. So for example, if at 3 o'clock you decide to have a smoothie, like one that has, say for example, oat milk that has no sugar in it, it maybe has a banana in it, some Greek yogurt and a handful of berries, that's relatively low sugar, right? It's not going to be super high in sugar, okay? And the sugar, of course, is coming from your banana. So when you have that, like that's going to be something that's more energizing for you. That's going to make you feel more full, more satisfied. And also your blood sugar levels are going to be more stabilized. So you're not going to have that like big high and then the crash. It's going to be more like just sustained energy that will take you through to dinner time. Okay, so what are the energizing foods? Stuff like the crackers, all the ideas that I've shared with you today, foods that are nourishing, foods that are closer to their natural state, rather than like foods that, you know, a manufacturer has made and like thrown in lots of rubbish in it for you. That's not what our body thrives on. And that's not going to give you the type of energy that you're actually seeking, right? So, and you can let me know in the comments, is this something that is maybe keeping you stuck at the moment, that you're trying to energize in ways that are actually keeping you stuck? And now you need to think of other ways to actually energize yourself. So also, exercise energizes us, right? You know those days when you're just like, you know, and I'm kind of heading that way right now. So I know like when I'm in my cycle, I have my cycle, and then like 2 weeks after my cycle, energy is sky high. I'm like, well, I can take on the world. And then now I'm coming into the phase where I'm like, everything feels hard. I don't want to work out. I don't want to do this. So the energy is starting to come down. No, it's like, but this is a very natural fluctuation of hormones, you know, that naturally happen in our body, right? That actually impacts our mood throughout the month. So knowing that that happens and I feel more tired, I feel more like, ooh, like this. What I could do is, because I feel tired, I could be seeking energy from things that are not actually, that might give me temporary energy, right? But are not going to give me that long, healthier type of energy. So actually going and doing a workout is going to revive me again. It's going to make me feel better, right? So I want you just to think about that. As I said, like meditation, even like if you find that you're a person right now that's also like suffering from stress or anxiety because of, you know, current situation, very, very normal. You have to realize that that is also going to make you feel very, very tired because you're going to have raised cortisol levels. Your body is going to feel tired because maybe, you know, you're in fight or flight response all the time. So you're tense, you're uptight, you're stressed, you're anxious, you're worried. That's going to make you feel very, very tired. And then therefore, because you feel tired, you're going to feel like you're going to be looking at other things to make you feel energized that are not actually going to help you. So you might need some stuff that are going to make you feel more calm. So like going onto the website and watching the stress training or watching any of the trainings, doing one of the meditations. If you go on to Insight Timer, it's the meditation app that I use, and there's guided meditations. You don't even have to sit in silence. There's meditations for everything, and people walk you through a particular a sequence, and even just deep breathing, right? Or there's journaling, or what's kind of mindful activity, reading, listening to a podcast. My new favorite thing to do right now is since we have a bath, because loads of houses in the Netherlands don't have a bath, which is very, very strange. I don't know why. I love my baths. I have a bath right now. So one thing I love to do, have a bath, listen to a podcast. And it does, you know, I'm all for personal development, but sometimes I don't want to listen to a personal development podcast. I just want to listen to something that's, you know, a topic that I would maybe never learn, like I've never heard about before, or maybe like a podcast with two people just having a conversation about something. So, you know, or even you could listen to an audiobook. So what are some ways that you can like relax your body, right? So it's not going to feel as tense or anxious. And that's actually going to give you more energy in return, right? And different things work for different people, okay? So that's just something that I would love for you all to have a little bit of a think about. And maybe you could drop it into the comments as well and share with me how you're going to mindfully energize yourself moving forward instead of, you know, reaching for the sugary kind of foods, the unhealthy foods, and keeping yourself stuck in that vicious cycle, right? So we want to be really focusing on stabilizing our blood sugar levels, because it's going to have one hell of a difference, folks, right? Also for prolonged health as well, right? Which is also an important consideration. So my dears, that is everything that I have for you today.